Today is Wednesday, January 29th. What to know today about the next phase of the impeachment trial, the new proposal for Middle East peace, and a new tool to see what Facebook is tracking even when you're not on Facebook. Plus, we're talking Airbnb, Google Translate, and Barbie. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Today marks the beginning of the next phase of President Trump's impeachment trial. President Trump's defense team wrapped up opening arguments yesterday, making a final pitch for a swift acquittal. Now, ABC News reports lawmakers have 16 hours across today and tomorrow to ask questions to either side. This is basically the first chance the 100 senators can actually participate in the proceedings, instead of just sitting quietly to listen to all the opening arguments. They can now ask just about anything they want to. Then after 2 days of questioning, it basically comes down to one big question. Will witnesses be called at this trial? A vote on that could come as early as Friday. Remember, Democrats argue they need to hear from people like former National Security Advisor John Bolton about what he knows. But most Republicans say it'll unnecessarily drag out this process. The Washington Post cites sources who say top Republican senators are worried now they do not have enough votes to block witnesses. Ultimately, Republicans have the majority in the Senate, but even if four GOP senators do not vote with the rest of the party, that could change the outcome of the vote, and several senators are said to be on the fence. This is just about hearing from witnesses for now, but first, 2 days of Q&A. Stay tuned. President Trump unveiled a peace plan for the Middle East, and it specifically deals with the decades-long Israeli-Palestinian conflict. President Trump announced the plan alongside Israel's prime minister, and they call it a win-win for everyone. But it was almost immediately rejected by the Palestinians. The proposal would recognize a future Palestinian state, but only as long as it meets strict political and security conditions. To sweeten the deal, though, the New York Times reports the U.S. would invest $50 billion into the economy there. But critics say the plan still favors Israel, allowing Israel to immediately expand its borders in certain areas and recognizing all of Jerusalem as Israel's capital. So Palestinian leaders call it nonsense. America is in debt, big time. The U.S. budget deficit is expected to hit $1 trillion this year, hitting that mark for the first time since 2012. So essentially, the U.S. government will spend $1 trillion more than it collects in 2020. That's what the Congressional Budget Office is predicting. That's a nonpartisan arm of Congress. Their report added that the government spending is currently unsustainable. So how did we get here? The Wall Street Journal says it's a combination of tax cuts, like President Trump's tax bill in 2017, so the government is bringing in less money, as well as increased spending, particularly on Medicare and Social Security as the population ages. If the U.S. continues on this path, the national debt could hit more than $31 trillion by 2030. A powerful 7.7 magnitude earthquake hit off the coast of Jamaica and Cuba. It even shook parts of Florida and Mexico, and there were tsunami concerns, but not anymore. Fortunately, no reports of serious injuries or major damage. Scientists are racing to create a vaccine for the coronavirus that's spreading in China, and apparently they have made some progress. The New York Times reports they've zeroed in on the letters of the genetic code, which could be used to develop a vaccine. For now, though, the number of people impacted in China keeps going up, and some experts say the official numbers may not even tell the whole story. U.S. health officials made it clear that the virus is not spreading within the U.S., though. There have been 5 confirmed cases here, but each person affected had recently traveled to China. And keep in mind, we're actually in the middle of flu season, which in the U.S. has affected many more people than the new coronavirus. Still, the U.S. is expanding its screenings at airports and borders. Airbnb wants to send a handful of people to the Bahamas. It's meant to give the country a boost after some areas were devastated by Hurricane Dorian last year. The hurricane caused more than $3.4 billion worth of damage. But Airbnb wants to help show other areas of the Bahamas are ready for visitors. The AP reports the 5 people chosen will be sent to live there for 2 months. They'll help with coral reef restoration, pineapple farming, boat building, and more. But it's mostly to show most of the Bahamas are open for business. Well, we have much more news ahead, but first a quick break to thank our partner today, Blinkist. Blinkist is one of my go-to apps for high quality yet quick information. You've heard all about the successful people who are known for reading a ton of books. Well, Blinkist lets you do that too, but even faster. It gives you just the best key takeaways from thousands of nonfiction books and condenses them down for you into just 15 minutes so you can read or listen to them on the go. I really like to read business-related books on Blinkist because I can quickly get what I need to know and then start implementing new strategies immediately. But Blinkist has a massive and growing library for self-help, health, history, you name it, Blinkist likely has it. There are popular books like Richard Branson's The Virgin Way, Everything I Know About Leadership, or you can even read about various topics we talk about here on the show, like the AI economy or Stephen Hawking's Brief Answers to the Big Questions. Go to Blinkist.com/news to try it for free for 7 days and then save 25% off your new subscription when you sign up at Blinkist.com/news. That's Blinkist, spelled B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T, Blinkist.com/news to start your free 7-day trial and save 25% off your new subscription. Now back to the news. Facebook's new tool lets you see what the company knows about what you do even when you are not on Facebook. It's called the Off Facebook Activity Tool, and it basically shows you which third parties have provided Facebook information about things you do, like other website visits or items you've bought. Other companies may do this so they can better advertise to customers or website visitors on Facebook. The new Off Facebook Activity Tracker will show you 180 days worth of data Facebook has collected from other places, and you get the option to clear all that history. So if you're constantly getting ads for a site you just visited, for example, you can clear the info and stop those particular ads. You can even stop future Off Facebook activity. Just look for the info in Facebook's settings. Of course, the new tool is meant to give users more control over their own data since Facebook has dealt with criticism over privacy. Well, Google just unveiled a new feature that will translate someone talking and then transcribe it for you in a different language, all with our smartphones, and in real time. It's meant for long-form lectures or even conversations. CNET says it'll be available in the Google Translate app in the next few months. Remember, Google already offers an interpreter mode for the Google Assistant, which lets people speak back and forth in two different languages. But this new tool will show you the text translating in written form. More cars are now getting better self-driving technology. TechCrunch reports General Motors is upgrading its hands-free driver assistance system, known as Super Cruise, so it'll automatically change lanes when needed after the driver hits the turn signal. Super Cruise uses map data, GPS, cameras, and radar sensors to allow this hands-free driving. But it also monitors the driver with an infrared camera to make sure they're still paying attention just in case. The new feature will be available in certain Cadillac models, including the upcoming 2021 Escalade. TechCrunch says it's meant to compete with Tesla's Autopilot, which already has this lane change technology. Barbie continues to get more inclusive. Mashable reports Mattel just launched a new Barbie doll with the condition called vitiligo. It causes pigmentation loss in the skin. There's also the first ever Ken doll to have long hair. And Barbie will come out with two more this summer, one without any hair, and another with a darker skin tone and prosthetic limb. Already last year, Barbie came out with the first doll who uses a wheelchair. The goal is to help kids with different backgrounds, features, or disabilities see themselves reflected in the dolls. And that's it for the main news today, but it's now time for Work Wednesday, where we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. And today we're talking about a new study that found your personal social media accounts could help you find the next best job matching your personality. Business Insider reports researchers use machine learning to look at Twitter data to evaluate users' personality traits, like openness and agreeableness, and they found patterns. In fact, the study suggested software engineers and professional tennis players have basically opposite personalities. The study then found the AI system could start accurately predicting people's professions about 70% of the time based on their digital footprint. Researchers say eventually a similar system could help recent graduates or unemployed people find a better job for their personality. All right. Thank you so much for listening today. And thanks to all of you who left nice reviews on podchaser.com/newsworthy. You have been entered into the giveaway. If you haven't done it yet, there's still time. You have until February 9th. As always, you can read more about the stories we talked about at thenewsworthy.com under the episodes tab, or check out the episode description in your podcast app. The Newsworthy is here for you every weekday by 4 in the morning. So we'll chat again tomorrow. Have a great day.